Hey everyone, welcome. This is Brigitte van Tuyl, and I'm here with Nancy Tierney, the awesome copywriter and copywriting coach, as you probably all know her. And today we're going to have a conversation about something completely different. And let me explain to you what we're going to talk about. Well, we're not really sure what we're going to talk about, but how it happened that we're here together on the phone right now. Nancy and I are friends, so every now and again, we Skype and we talk to each other, and we have a soul-to-soul connection. We laugh a lot and everything like that, and it's awesome. And then a couple of weeks ago, we were Skyping, and Nancy was talking about her program, a copywriting program that she just delivered, and, she was telling me all about how happy she was with the program and the results, and she said, I just love teaching. I love to teach, and I don't know exactly what's next, but I do know that I want to teach more and I want to keep on teaching. And I don't just want to teach about copywriting. I'm also going to teach people about how to find God. I don't know how or when or what form it will take, but I just know that I'm going to do that. And when she said that, I instantly felt, yes, you are. This felt so right. You really should do this. If anyone would be an amazing teacher on this topic, it's you. You're so funny and so wise and down to earth and amazing. And of course you're going to teach people how to find God, And I also immediately felt, I got to interview you about this, especially because you don't know what this is about and how you're going to do this, what form it will take, but you have this certainty that this is something that you're going to do. So I want to have a conversation about that. And then she said, yeah, let's do that. So here we are a couple of weeks later, and Nancy, maybe there's something you would like to add. Maybe there's something new or something has developed since then about this topic or...
Yeah, well, actually, you remember this differently than I do.
Okay.
I remember saying that what I really want to do is teach people to find God. I think all the certainty came from you. You were certain that this was meant to be, but I was like, what I really want to do, So I do want to add that that we both agreed to show up here and to just see what wants to happen and to not really plan it out, or because to really have to make room for this to come from a very organic and, for lack of a better word, a divine place, to see just what wants to come through. So, I guess that's a warning. We're not really sure what's going to happen, and it's an experiment, and we're going to just see what wants to happen here between the two of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned to you before I started the recording of this conversation, I said, this morning I tried to prepare for this conversation, interview thingy, and I was trying to come up with questions to ask you, and just nothing came up, nothing. And I think that's exactly what's meant to happen. It's just meant to happen in the flow, and we'll take it from there. But, there's one thing that I would like to ask you, because, for instance, I'm totally not a religious person, and so when I hear someone say, oh yeah, I want to teach people how to find God, it's you, so I'm all like, yeah, let's do that. But when I hear someone else say that, I think, must we do that? Must we go there? Because I'm not a religious kind of person, and I think some of the people who are listening now maybe aren't either, so... Can you say something about that?
Yeah, I think, of course, there's just that word God and all the crap we pile on top of it. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, nobody really wants to find God. They want to find whatever God represents to them, whether it's, infinite peace or unconditional love or some kind of sense of knowing or certainty, or just what does that mean to each person is different. I think in the Christian religion, I think it means something maybe a little bit different. And I'm not religious either. I'm extraordinarily and highly and spiritual and driven that way. Always have been just this seeker. I always have. And So this whole using the, I just use the word God because it's like it's what else are you going to call it, you know?
Yeah.
So what, you know, when I say, you know, I want to help people find God, it's, I think for me, it's that that beingness that's beyond our personality, that beyond the day-to-day, the aspect of ourselves that is connected with the infinite, that, you know, it's whether you want to call it soul or spirit or whatever it is, it's just that aspect of who we are and life itself that, you know, is beyond all the daily stuff. I call it beyond the stuff and story. It's like we have a story about ourselves and who we are and what our life is and what it's supposed to be and the stories from our past and the stories that we want to create in the future. And then there's this absolute essence of who we are that's beyond the story. It's like it's that which we connect to in order to create anything, and there, that connection is there. And we call on it all the time, but we're not really aware of what we're calling upon. So you don't have to call it God. You can call it source, you know, creative force, whatever it is. But
yeah.
I think, you know, even though I said we don't want to find God, I think we're all aching for that thing which we don't know how to name. I guess maybe that which has no name is maybe what we should call it. That which has no name. It's like that completeness, that knowingness, that connectedness, I think. And I, you know, I a lot of times just call it divine love, because for me that just kind of sums it up. It's like it's or big love. It's that essence of our beingness that is what we're made of in a way, and what we're always wanting to return home to. But
yeah,
I think, it's kind of like when we're thinking about this, I did think that's like, oh, well, I just said that to you because I knew you wouldn't take it in the wrong way. Like, you know, so.
Yeah.
But and not all of us are, you know, not all of us want to, you know, want to find God. We just want more clients. We want our business to work. We want to be happy in our relationships. You know, we want a place to live. We want to eat. But I think what I've learned in all of this is that the more that we get those things and we have those things, there's always that desire beyond that. We're always in desirous of that next thing. And I think it's our aching and our desire for that which has no name.
Yeah. Or let's call it it.
It. For it. We could call it,
Sure.
You know, it really needs a sound more than a name, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I agree. I feel it's what we're all looking for. It's what we're all missing. And the success that we strive for in our business or the clients or the money or the whatever, sometimes we hope that when we get that, then that's when we'll be happy, you know, when we will feel fulfilled. And that is never, ever going to fulfill us. Not really, not truly. It's about something else completely. And, of course, you can be very happy with it, and it can feel very fulfilling, but it will remain empty if there's not also that connection to it, that which has no name. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, questions are good.
Okay. Well, how did you know? You're right. I was so certain that this is something that you just, you know, you're born to do this. For me, there's no question about it. So that's where my certainty came from. But you kind of were certain as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't have even mentioned it to begin with, especially not to me. What made you say that this is something that you want? How long have you had this desire?
I think I've always been, this has always been a drive for me to the search for myself in this search for it. I think that's been going on forever. I think the desire to share it and live in it, and for lack of a better word, which you might react to have it be my ministry, which, because it feels like that to me, probably just in the last maybe 5 years, because I've just been doing a lot of inner work and a lot of spiritual work on myself, and the things that have come up and come out, and the things that I've realized, and the things that have come through, have been exciting to me and so helpful that it's had me thinking. It's like I'd love to share this. I'd love to share this with people that really want this, and to see, because I think what I know and what I love about what we're doing here today is that only so much can happen in isolation. And even for myself, it's like only so much information or guidance can come through me when I'm alone. But when someone's asking me something, or there's other people asking and there's other people interested, so much more comes alive, and so much more is pulled through, is what it feels like to me. It's like it's pulled through. So,
yeah.
And I think also it's just come from, as I become more aware of how I want to live and create and what really is true, this kind of what's really true about who we are, it's like I just want to live there more and help people move into that more. It's like I get bored in some ways with this, what I call the stuff in the story, so the stuff of our life, or you know, the story, even though there's a part of me, my personality part of me, loves it. I mean, I love this physical realm. I mean, I love the spiritual stuff, and what I really love is merging the two. So it's kind of like you were talking about how, you know, we go after this and we go after that, and I was talking about it too. It's like we keep looking for the ways through, you know, and as entrepreneurs, yeah, especially, it's like we put a lot of our soul and our heart and our desire and our creativity into our businesses. It's like our business becomes our self-expression. And so a lot is focused there. And as things happen there, there's parts, things that make us happy, and there's things that we're disappointed in, and we keep plugging away. And in the end, it's like it's you can do that and get to the point where you finally go, you know what? None of this is really doing it for me. There's got to be something more. I really want to know the truth. I guess it's maybe that the truth of what this life is about and the truth of who I am and what is this whole thing about happiness, joy, and love, and peace. I mean, really, what is it? You know,
yeah,
what is this all about? Yeah. But then I think also, there, for me, it's like what drives me is like, how can I be in that knowingness and then create out of that? It's like, how can I center into the essence and the beingness of that which is connected to it, that which has no name, and feel aligned with it, and then allow myself to be in this world and to create from that, whether it's creating the next story of my life, or creating the next program that I offer, or creating the next words that come out of my mouth. You know, that's where my ugh is. It's like that's what's really driving me right now. That's what's important to me. So I think that's where it came from. It's like, I don't know, there's got to be other people out there that would be interested in that. I don't know where they are, but that's. And I think I said that I want to teach it because I want to live there more and more and more.
Yeah. 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 If you want to learn more about something, the best way is to simply start teaching it. Yeah, that's true. And I am convinced that so many people long for this, you know. I don't know where they are or who they are either, but I just know they are there. And what I love is, you know, and that's something I would also, I think I have a question about this. I don't know. We'll just see what happens, what comes out when I keep opening my mouth. But, you know, what I totally love is your surrender, your complete surrender and openness to this process. Because what you could be doing, and that's what I see so many people do, you know, they feel this urge from the inside out to do something or to create something, and they feel that, you know, they feel it's calling their name, and then they think, yeah, but how am I going to do it, and how am I going to make money with it, and where am I going to find clients, and that's weird, because people know me because I have a car wash, and now all of a sudden I start teaching the people how to knit sweaters, so that's weird, and what am I going to do, am I going to sell my car washing business, or, you know, and then, blah, the idea dies, and there are all these buts and what ifs, and I don't know, and then that's it. Idea yeah. killed, end of it. And you so consciously step into this idea and this flow, and you trust that whatever comes through or whatever will happen next, it will be okay. There's this, I just feel that you have this deep trust. And, okay, I'm going to ask a question, and it's a stupid question, probably, I don't know, because Yay. It's probably difficult to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because when I mentioned this example right now, you know, the how the hows and the ifs and the buts and the yeah, but, how they kill your idea, and then I know what people are thinking now. Yeah, okay, right. Well, that's all good and well, Brigitte, but how do you do it? How does Nancy do this? So there's your stupid question. How do you do this? How do you surrender to it?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm still asking that question.
Please.
It's like, it's you know, because I'll be honest, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I've struggled with all of that myself. It's like mm-hmm. all of it. It's like when, and the second guessing and the not knowing, and this makes no sense. And, you know, people know me as a copywriter and as a copywriting coach, I'm all about communication. And then all the bargaining that goes on, which is like, well, maybe I can put it in this way or that, you know, it is, yeah. it's that part of us that wants to figure it out, which is a good part of us, and it is the part of us that thinks there's a problem here to be fixed. It's
yeah.
like, oh, well, there's this desire, and I don't know what to do with it, or it's not even clear to me. And I think it is a constant, it's a constant letting go. It's a constant letting go. It's like of that, of the voice that and the part of us that wants to plan it all out. And the only answer to all of it, I mean, for me, is that I still do it. I'm still doing it. I've been, like I said, I've had this desire for probably over 5 years. There's been this body of information I've been channeling for over 7 years. Haven't shared it with maybe two or three people, four maybe at the most. Haven't figured out a way to bring it into my work in the world. And the fact that you and I are having this conversation is, in some ways, a total accident. It's not like I came to you and said, hey, Brigitte, I'm teaching this, and, you know, I'd love it if you'd interview. It was like, I am still figuring it out. But I think the amazing point that you bring up is that's just part of the story and the way that we stop ourselves and the way that we make it impossible. It's kind of like, oh, there's just all this stuff. And I think if the first step is to let go of, we know this, you know, is to let go of the how and let it appear. It's like to let go, to make a commitment, though. I think here's the part which comes up is like, at some point you make a decision, and it's the decision, it could be any decision, whether it's to have something that you want, to live in a certain way, to take on a body of work that maybe is half done, but you know is wants to come through you. And you, at some point, you make the decision, and you say yes to it. You say a full blown yes to it, and then you let go of the how, which is, and because that yes is the opening of the door, and then what wants to come through is really none of your business in some way. It's like you're saying yes to that which wants to come through or wants to come into being, so you have to let it and you have to follow it. And that's where it's hard for us, because we want to control it and we think it needs to look a certain way, and or we want it to look a certain way. And that's where an incredible amount of trust is required, and it's hard to have that trust unless you've had some kind of experience of God. of God. And by that I mean that which is, you know, is in some kind of touchstone where you've experienced that beingness that has your back, the part of you that is connected to something that is so much larger than yourself, and you can surrender to that. I mean, you can't just surrender to, well, you could, I suppose, surrender to the nothingness, because if you surrender to just the nothingness and the not knowing, that part of you will come up and carry you from there if you allow it to, and you don't fuss with it too much. So, you know, so to answer your question, it's like it's a constant practice. It's a constant practice of letting go and letting in, and that's really our practice. I feel, and for anything that it is that we truly want, is to let go of the stuff that gets in the way. And that comes along with finding God. If you want to find God, you have to let go of all the stuff that's, because God's already here. I mean, that part of you is already present. It's not like you have to go searching in the forest or on the mountaintop. It's like it's already present. It's already available in every moment. It's like kissing your cheek right now. It's like stroking your hair. It's inside your blood. It's inside your bones. It's actually available to your consciousness. It's like the only thing is that there's all this stuff in the way, which is what you were talking about. It's like all the ifs and ands and buts and nos and can'ts and don'ts and shoulds. It's like it's the beliefs that we have, like, oh, no, that's not possible. It's like in order to find God, you just have most of the work, actually maybe even all of the work, is to let go of all the crap that's in the way and all the stuff we've accumulated on the way and the separation that we have solidified along the way. And that's our work. I mean, that's all of the work, really.
Just get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
So it's really that willingness to look at it, to look at, you know, you and I were just talking about, like, the stuff that can't come up with technical difficulties and the things, you know, just the day-to-day stuff that occupies our attention and occupies our brain. And, you know, I have this daily practice where I sit down and I watch it. You know, I just watch it. I just kind of watch all the thoughts and urges and commands of my mind saying, oh, well, you got to do this, and you got to remember this, and don't forget this, and what about this? You know, it's like it's constant. It's just this constant noise. And by watching it and what I call actually breathing myself back almost, I don't want to say to separate myself from it, but to let it float, you know, and so I'm not as identified with it, I think that's it. It's like that's, for me, the first step, because then I can just not, I'd be identifying with all the noise and all the story, which we can go into that too. But that's like, I mean, I've had so many dramatic stories over the last 3 years that I've had, which is so easy to identify with. In the sense that my heart was broken and my trust was betrayed and I believed in someone who, you know, who hurt me terribly. And there's this whole story around that in order to really find freedom, you have to let go of the story, because that's all it is. It's a story about what happened. It's your assumptions about the other person. And this happens to us daily. Daily, we're creating stories about, you know, oh, well, I made a Facebook post and nobody paid attention to it, or I made an offer and nobody, you know, cared about it. And then we just make it a story about who we are and who they are and what we're doing. And it's like, oh, my God.
And that we're not good enough, and that we're not worthy, and that we should work harder, and that we should do more because we are flawed.
Oh, my God. And all of that is... it's just bullshit. It's a big cosmic lie.
It's not true. It's not who you are. And there's nothing wrong with you or me or anyone. Well, I know a couple of people who I think there's something wrong with them. But
our story, too. You know, I mean, they're living in their story. We're living in our story. And then there's what I really call what's real, which is, oh, my God, it's like the truth of who we are and where we're meant to live. And And what, who we really are and what's really true is this infinite joy and this infinite love and this infinite connectedness, and that has nothing to do with the story, has nothing to do with the stuff you accumulate along the way. It has nothing to do with the stuff that you even want. It has nothing to do with the stuff that infiltrates most of your day. It's like, but, you know, all that stuff is lovely and can actually be a part of how you move closer and closer to God or the truth of who you are. It can actually facilitate it, or it can get in your way. And I think learning how to do that is how you bring the divine in your daily life. And I'm working it. I haven't figured it all out, but I'm working it as much as I can. Because it's what I want now. You know, I know it's what's true, and that's just where I'm living now.
Well, what I love in, you know, you actually showed us, because I made a joke first, you know, oh, but Nancy, tell us, how do you do it? Give us a 5-step plan. And but actually, you kind of sort of, you know, gave us directions. And so, because the first thing you said was say yes to it. So to anyone listening now who feels this calling, this desire, and it, you know, it just, it comes from deep inside you, and you just know that there's something there for you. Say yes to it. That's the first step. And then see, be open to be inspired to do whatever. I mean, what
yeah,
you are
I think,
doing
I think
now,
the
then.
Second step is really, I mean, I think the yes is, you know, it, whether it's yes to knowing God or whether it's yes to this thing that you want to do, or, you know, whether it's yes to building a fence around your property, whatever it is. And then I think it is letting, it really is observing first. I think it's easier to just observe first all the stuff that comes up for you after you say the yes, which is, but how? Or this isn't going to work. And what will the neighbors think? And what do I even think? And what will happen to me? I mean, all you have to just observe all of that, because that's the part of yourself. You know, they call it the ego, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's just to know that it's going to come up, and to just observe it as an observer is really important, and to not get too identified with it and to let it float, because it is going to come up, and it's going to come up all the time. And then as much as you can to just let it go and go, yeah, I get it. I hear it, you know, and I'm just going to let that go. I'm just going to let it float. And just keep reconnecting to your yes and to that, and to, you know, I think what happens is that if you can let go of those thoughts and observe those thoughts, you become aware of the observer part of you, which is a part of you that is connected, more deeply connected to the divine and to the hugeness of who you are. So you're already in that moment creating more of a connection to everything that you need in order for what it is that you have said yes to come to fruition. And
Absolutely.
To trust that, you know, to trust that.
Yeah.
So I guess that's three steps. And then, you know, to be open. It's like to be open to what wants to come next, to be open to the things that appear in your life. They can be tiny things, big things, huge things, and follow your excitement and follow your impulse and follow your desire. It's that's what's really important too, because I think we stop ourselves there. We've said yes to something, you know, we're trying to let go of all the excuses and bullshit that gets in the way. Then we get a little inkling and we go, oh yeah, well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Even, oh, I don't even have the time to do that. You know, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not available for that. When that is the actual thing that will lead you either a huge step or a tiny step closer to that which you said yes to.
Absolutely, because this thing we're doing here right now together, this is part of the how that neither of us could have come up with that, you know?
No.
You felt when we were talking on Skype a couple of weeks ago, you suddenly blurted it out. I don't know what made you say it. You felt you wanted to say it, and it just fell out of your mouth. And I instantly knew, yes, you should do this, and yes, I want to interview you about this. How did I know? I don't know. I just opened my mouth, and that fell out, you know, and then you said yes, and now we're talking about this. And
Bring up a really good point with that, Brigitte, because I was able to say it to you because I knew it was safe to say it to you. Mm-hmm. I knew I was with someone who I could express what was in my heart and had been in my heart without being afraid of what they think of me, afraid of what their judgments around, even, you know, saying God, you know, it's like it's a charged word. And I think that's an important point where when we have these urges and these desires and these things that we long to say yes to and they don't make sense or they're maybe not in alignment with the people around us or we don't, you know, it's harder. And to find someone that you can actually trust enough to say, you know what, this is what I truly want. This is what is truly calling me. And, you know, and to not have them, to be able to do that with someone is really, it's such a gift. I'm going to say it's not a necessary thing because Lord knows I have, I mean, until I said it to you, I've been working it alone, but yeah. It really opens the pathway for you to actually start bringing this desire of yours into the physical realm. Giving it voice and saying it out loud immediately gives it, makes it present on earth. And yes. That's a really important step. So to find someone that you can trust enough to just speak it out loud to is such a gift. And if you can find that, do it.
Yeah. And if you can't find that, ask for it.
If you can't find that, ask for it. Yeah. I swear to God, wait. I mean, maybe this is my paranoia, but I think a lot of beautiful, pure ideas and urges get shot down by sharing with someone, even someone we love and trust, and their reaction to it when it's just this little baby bird that is so tender can cause us to shut. It won't cause you to stop. It may cause a big delay. That's all I'll say. It won't cause you to stop.
Perfect. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Don't share your idea with someone you totally trust with your idea and listen to your intuition because it always tells you if you even only feel the tiniest inkling of, okay, I probably should not share this with this person, then don't share it, whether it's your mother or father or your partner or your kid or your I don't fucking care who it is.
Your priest, your minister.
Yeah.
They may think you're crazy too.
Your mother and your father, whomever, you know. If it feels safe and trusted to tell them, do that. If it doesn't, trust your instinct and don't tell them because they're going to crap on your idea and it's going to make it harder. Which, you know, if that happens, well, that's okay too. You can just move on. Don't let go of the idea.
Yeah.
Keep trusting yourself. Keep saying yes. And if you want to find someone you can share it with, ask for it. Pray or meditate. Ask the universe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shout it out loud. I don't care.
Yeah. Or just command it. You know, another way is just command it. By that I mean it's like it's again you can make another decision that yes, I am going to have a person in my life that I can share this with.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll have 14,000 people in my life I can share this with. You know,
I don't know them yet, but they will.
Yeah.
Share.
And once that you've said yes, you know, you just got to be open, let go of the nonsense that says no. And you know, the other thing that came to me is that I've seen in myself and in other people that I adore is, I think sometimes when we want something greatly, or even a little bit, the question often becomes, will you allow yourself to have it? Will you allow yourself to have it? Because I think sometimes we won't even let ourselves really have what it is that we want for whatever reason, you know, because of our story, because of our beliefs, because we think it'll be a huge responsibility, because we're scared, because we don't trust. So it's important to ask yourself that question. You know, will I let myself have this? Will I let this come into my life? And to see what comes up for you around that too, because sometimes we say we want something and we even feel the desire for it, but there's that stuff in the way that's not going to let you have it. It's like, and because there's a part of you that's really afraid of your, afraid of, well, I'm not going to assume what it is that you're afraid of, but there's something that we've learned or we believe that is, prevents us from fully allowing it into our experience.
Yeah.
Will you let yourself have it? You know, and how can you open, if in this moment you can't, or you feel like there's something in your way, then it's like, well, how can I allow myself to have it? How can I start beginning to see myself as one who has this, where this is my experience, this is who I am, and just play with that. It's like, how can you start now in this moment? It's like, so if you have that thing you desire and you've said yes to it, you've kind of, you've let go of, you know, not let go, but you're observing all the nonsense and trying to let go because it keeps coming up. It'll keep coming up in, you know, a variety of forms. It's like that practice of letting go of all the, of the stuff that seems to be in the way or telling you no or telling you you can't. There's also that part of you that's telling you that, no, you're not one who can have that. There's some, you know, and sometimes that's possible. I mean, sometimes that's present and sometimes it's not, depending on what it is that you've really made a decision around. But it's kind of, it's like once you've let go of that and you've really decided, oh, yeah, you know, this is mine, you know, and let go of the part of you that is somehow blocking it, then the rest, you know, then you're good to go. Then it's just like kicking back and letting it flow in.
Absolutely. And just, follow your inklings and your the little nudges that you get, even if you don't understand why you get them, or, you know, just let go of all that too and just act, respond, you know, it's, And then you'll get there.
And you can't make a mistake. I think, you know, following your excitement and your aliveness is, and this just happened to me recently where I was really excited about this idea. It made no sense in some ways in terms like from a business point of view or even from the logistics of my life right now. But something was saying, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be so exciting. I think that this is what wants to happen. I think that this, you know, that there's this work that will come through this. Something's going to come of this. I don't know what it is. And I was excited about it, and I talked to someone who I thought would get it because she has had similar experiences, and she totally started talking me out of it. And because I respected her and I thought, oh, and it just, it did. It stopped me in my tracks, and it made me rethink, and it brought in my logical brain, and I went, oh, you know what, she's right. You know, it doesn't make sense to do this because of this, and it would make much more sense to do this because it's, it can lead to this, this, and that. But I wasn't excited about it. I had totally, it was like those ideas were fine. I could do them. But they weren't, they didn't have that yum thing at all. And if you're going to be divinely led, you have to pay attention to those. You just, you can't, it doesn't matter if they don't make sense and you don't have a rally of people, you're saying, yeah, go for it. You just like pay attention to that and follow it even and let go of the outcome. You know, it's like you got to go, I'm following this. I don't know what's on the other side of it, but I'm going for it.
Yes. So say yes. Be true to yourself, follow your excitement, let go of the shit, get out of the way. That's basically it, right?
Yes, that's it.
Not so complicated. That's all. People, why are we making it so complicated and difficult? That's it. There's your 5-step program to living your
finding God
life and finding it.
Finding it.
That simple. Yes. Finding it. Well, if it's going to be a course you're going to teach, you don't know the form yet, but, you know, there's your title, Finding It with Nancy Kitty.
Finding It. Finding that which has no name.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know how compelling that would be as a copywriter, but I'll
you'll come up with something great.
I think I will be coming up with an experiment. It's not going to be a course. It's like I'm not going to pretend to like teach it, but so much as I am, it's like getting people together that want to experiment and around. You know, I won't call it God. I'll be right now because of all the charge around it. But that which we associate with God. You know, this is the things that we ache for, like that knowing of unconditional love, that fact that we are infinitely safe. You know, how you know, or that I actually had a business called Unconditional Confidence, and it was kind of about that, which is like that part of you that is confident in who you are no matter what the hell's going on. And in order to do that, you have to let go of the stories we tell ourselves that, oh, in order to be confident, I have to be good at something, and or I have to have this, or I have to have that, or, you know, it's really about being more confident in just who you are as a human being, and owning that and allowing the expression of that, and knowing, coming from that place that when you are connected to who you really are, there really is, you really do feel safe to do anything or say anything, because it doesn't matter. It's like the responses of other people don't matter to you, because you have a knowing that goes beyond that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I'm not making any promises right now.
No, and you shouldn't, because it's an organic process, and it will find its own way through you, and you will know your next step when it's there. And I think this is a good time to wrap it up.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
Yeah,
it sounds absolutely.
So, well, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you,
Brigitte,
for making this possible. Thank you. Yeah.
And I hope that whomever's been listening and who had the stamina to stay with us until now, thank you for that. And hats off to you. And I hope this inspired you, triggered something in you. And, you know, I always, always have to say something like this. If you feel something calling you, if there's something that wants to be expressed through you, say yes to it and go for it. Period, the end.
Yeah.
That's all
Period
I had to say.
End.
Do you have some final wisdom or bullshit share with everyone?
Yeah, wisdom and bullshit. Let's see. I think the only thing I want to say is that when you're talking about the things that we've been talking about, you know, there's always the part of the mind that wants the five-step plan. And there's always, you know, there's always a part of us that says, well, yeah, but, you know, yeah, but, well, how, what does that mean about my life? You know, what does that mean about, I mean, but I've got problems right now with my business or this. It's like, you know, and it's like, that's okay. Just, you know, that's okay. All of that's okay. But what we're talking about here is something that it doesn't really fit into a five-step plan. And so it's, that's all I think I want to say. And it doesn't need to. And I guess the only other thing I want to say is that which you are seeking, you already have. It's you just really, it's about letting go of the stuff that's telling you that you don't.
Yeah. Stop seeking, start finding.
Yeah. It's just really just allowing it to be real now.
Yeah.
Allow it to be real now.
Totally. Okay. Well, bye, everybody. Bye.
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 Thanks for hanging in.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.